spray, spray. I've been waiting all the day just to fill me up this clean. Come on, give me all your stuff like we were 17.
We'll be right back. Hello, folks. Kirsten Chervinsky of Rock Opera on Mark Skin Radio and Something About the Women on WMFO. Here on mic, but remotely, is Andrea Gillis, singer-songwriter. Andrea, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Kirsten.
Thanks so much for being here. Thanks for being
part
of Live Day.
Yes, I'm happy to be. I've always heard of it, so I'm very happy to be.
It's going
to
be a fun time. And I was wondering, can you tell us what Live Day means to you?
Well, I have two answers. One would be Live Day would be like, oh my God, I'm late for Live Day. My alarm didn't go off. And then my second one would be, it would be something that I'd want to go to, but I'd probably have a gig somewhere and I'd miss the awesome Live Day, the Live Day, because I always have a gig and I always miss cool stuff because I have a gig.
Uh-huh.
So that's what it means. But the two answers I came up with anyway,
yeah,
meant what Live Day meant to me.
So the nice thing about this is it is streaming and it is remote, so you don't have to fit it into your schedule.
That's great. And you don't have to, you can keep your PJs on.
You can
keep
your
PJs. Really late. Right?
I don't know,
it's kind of hot, kind of warm for PJs right now.
It is. But let me assure you, when we do Live Day in person, mm-hmm. we will find that sweet spot that is gives you time to sleep in, get out of your mm-hmm. PJs, come into the station mm-hmm. and not miss your gig. We'll do it. We'll do it all.
We're going to do it all. I'm there. Yeah.
You're on Red on Red Records, and
yes.
you have something coming up soon?
Yep, I'll have my second single coming out really soon. So, you know, no exact date yet, but very, very soon.
Okay.
So I'll be looking forward to that.
Hold you accountable to that and looking
yes,
forward
please
to
do.
Hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Please do.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, Kirsten. Have a good day.
You too.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Okay, well, I started and ended that set with Justine and the Unclean. That is Justine Kovalt, who heads Red on Red Records, which many of these musicians are on that label. So, started with Justine and the Unclean, Be Your Own Reason. That is a single that was released. After that, Andrea Gillis, All Your Stuff. And then Night Spell, Pegasus. Then Andrea came on mic with me. Thank you so much, Andrea. And ended with Justine and the Unclean, Monosyllabic Man. I don't know why, I can never pronounce that. That is from Heartaches and Hot Problems. So I have some more musicians here who are also represented by Red on Red Records, The Chelsea Curve, Kid Gulliver, The Daylilies, Linnea's Garden. And I've got another little one of my interviews interspersed in there. So I hope you enjoy this set.
Octopus, eight arms to hold you, eight arms to knock you out. When you think you've seen it all before, everything and everyone's at home, and everything is such a drag. Drag a horse, saddle a horse, drag, saddle again, drag again, drag, drag. We're gonna be okay.
not a shirt, it's a skin tight dress that's made of mesh. I can see right through, I rock this room, so we love cool to share with you. Hey, I wanna try on your clothes. Hey, I'm gonna try on your clothes. Hey, you wanna try on my clothes. Hey, try on your clothes. Say, you wanna try on my clothes. Hey.
Hello, folks. Kirsten Chervinsky of Rock Opera and Markskin Radio, and Something About the Women on WMFO. Here on mic, but remotely, is Linnea Herzog, singer, songwriter, guitarist for Linnea's Garden, a glam punk trio out of Boston. So previous to Linnea's Garden, she was with Power Slut. You may have heard them when they came into the studio at WMFO. Linnea's Garden started in March 2020 and has been releasing singles and videos. Recordings are available on Bandcamp. So Linnea, welcome.
Hi, thank you so much, Kirsten.
Hey, thank you so much for being here and being a part of Live Day. I know we're doing it remotely, but I'm wondering if you can tell us, what does Live Day mean to you?
For me, it really seems like a huge celebration of the return to live music in the Boston music scene. And I'm really excited to be playing shows again. And it's also, I was looking at the list of everyone who's has performances and videos, and it really seems like it's a showcase of people who have kept the music going during the venue shutdown. And all these people really inspired me a lot as we were putting out singles and videos remotely for Linnea's Garden.
Thank you so much. I love how you put that. It is a celebration and indeed a showcase of some very hardworking musicians, yourself included, which is why you've got a lot coming up.
Yeah, we do.
Yes. So what I have listed here is Linnea's Garden has a recent release of Replacement, which people will hear on Live Day, off of the EP Nowhere Friday Nights. And then you've got some upcoming events, including Red on Red event on August 20th at Once Boynton Yards. And then you have a show at O'Brien's on September 17th. And then Town and City Fest in Lowell on October 22nd.
Yeah, we're really excited. We'll be opening the Screaming Females show, actually, for the Town and City Fest. So that should be a great day.
Fantastic. And it sounds like you might be working on a debut album in the future.
We are. We're actually in the middle of recording it. I just need to lay down some vocals, and we're hoping to wrap that up like early fall and release it sometime next year.
Okay, well, fantastic. Keep us in the loop because we will be playing you here on Something About the Women.
Awesome. I appreciate it.
So I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home, but it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Understand, I'm gonna keep your love close at
well now, what did I just play in that last set? I think I started with the Chelsea Curve, Drag. And that is a single. After that, Kid Gulliver, I Want to Be a Pop Star. And then Linnea's Garden, I Want to Try on Your Clothes. And then Linnea Herzog came on Mic With Me. So thank you, Linnea, for joining me. Then Andrea Gillis, Let the Light On. Linnea's Garden, non-traumatic breakup song. I think that's very creative. I like that song a lot. The Daylilies, Compassion Fatigue, and then ended with Lee Harrington and Linda Mandolin, Real Love. I had a few duets here in this show. Bird Mancini and Jennifer Truesdale sings with Joe Masella, and then also the Cast Irons. And Cast Irons had vocals by Melissa Gates. So yes, there were some different duets in there, and I hope you don't mind the excursion out a bit. But these are all musicians that have participated in Live Day, which again is a remote event, and it will be at WMWM on August 28th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. We are going to bring it to WMFO as well, and possibly Mark Skin Radio. So, you know, these artists have put a lot of time and effort in putting this show together. So we are very proud to be hosting it in as many places as we can. Speaking about being proud of some of our local musicians, Lily Black has a new song out, which I will be playing next. It is off of their newly released 3-song EP. And I will come back and talk more about it after the set.
Try to see through new eyes. Oh no, I spoke too soon and shot in my arrow at the moon. Go again, same old skin and bones. I will never bend, but I might break. All it could take is one more mistake. We'll be right back.
fuck you. He will never, never love you. Meet him, call him, send a letter. Leave him, girl, you can do better. He lied and now you're crying yet again. You try to change. Fuck you.
Can't cover it up. You can try, but you can't get enough. You can try. You can try, but you can't cover it up. You feel high, so come on, keep it up. The desire, can you get enough? You can try, you can try, but you can't cover it up.
Get higher so we can't get enough.
1973. Hello, folks. Kirsten Chervinsky of Rock Opera on Mark Skin Radio and Something About the Women on WMFO. I have Lily Senna, singer-songwriter who fronts the band Lily Black. Lily Black formed in 2014 when its members were in high school. In the years since, they've played nearly every venue in the Boston area, drawing large crowds at clubs, festivals, all-age shows, and iconic outdoor events like Somerville Porch Fest and Make Music Harvard Square. Hey, Lily, thank you so much to you and the band for being a part of Live Day past and present. How are you?
I am so good. Thank you so, so much for having me today.
So great to hear you. I'm wondering, you know, you did a previous Live Day when we were all in person, and then you're helping us out with our kind of new way of doing streaming. Can you share with us what Live Day means to you?
Absolutely. So to me, Live Day is so, so important because college radio gives smaller and independent artists a chance at having their music heard, whereas I feel as though larger radio doesn't always give smaller artists the chance. So college radio is so important to me for that reason. And Live Day captures that essence perfectly. And I am so, so, so happy to be a part of it. Thank you so much.
Well, we are honored to have you on our roster. Absolutely. And I just want to remind folks that the band's recordings can be found in the usual locations, including Bandcamp. And Lily Black has a new 3-song EP, One More Mistake, available on August 27th, but can be pre-ordered. And I know because I've pre-ordered it. So fantastic. Thank you, Lily.
Thank you so, so much.
Okay, well, in that last set, you heard a brand new song by Lily Black, One More Mistake, Kid Gulliver, Stupid Little Girl, also from 2021, The Jacklights, Dump Him from 2020, and Lily Black, one of their previous pieces, Cover It Up, which was the title track from that recording. And I want to thank Linnea and Andrea and Lily for coming on mic with me and talking about Live Day. I'm going to end with Shelter of Your Love, Linda Viennes, because her group, Girl with a Hawk, will be part of Live Day as well. So see you all in a few weeks when I'm back on mic. Jane will be here next week with her Nancy Griffith six-pack at noon.
so strange that I could not see you so far away from me. Then it calls to mind those dreams we left behind. Now I'm awakened outside the shelter of your love.